This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just under 3 weeks left to the election on November 5th, and Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, joins us. Ron, things are really kind of unconventional. I don't know how else to put it. It's all over the place. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Happy to be with you.
Are you pulling your hair out of your head yet?
I've been pulling the hair out of my head on elections for many, many years. Fortunately, it keeps growing back, although it's gotten much whiter. But this election here, I'm no longer pulling the hair out of my head here, because I've come to the conclusion that the race is essentially tied. And while things will happen between now and Election Day that could move it a point or two to one side or another, that we're really not going to know until election night, and there's no reason to worry about it. Now, there's reason for the candidates and the campaigns to worry about it, but for those of us who are not part of the campaign, and for average voters who, whether you have a candidate or not, we just have to wait and see what happens. I was looking at, in terms of an update on numbers, poll numbers, at this stage of the game, Harris, her average national lead is about 2%. And my guess is, and this is only a guess, it can change many times, that may be what she ends up with on election day in terms of her national popular vote lead. It looks like she has the popular vote advantage at this point, even though it's a small advantage. But of course, the popular vote plus, as we used to say in Louisiana, that plus a nickel will get you a phone call. And you got to get the electoral votes. And you've got seven states that are sitting on a whole bunch of electoral votes, swing states. And of those seven states, the latest polling shows that Trump has basically a 1 or 2 point lead in three of them, North Carolina, Arizona, and Georgia. And the other four of them, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Nevada, are essentially tied. They're not only within the margin of error, but they're within about a point. So we're at a stage now, and my friends who are pollsters hate when I say this, and they don't like to hear this, but that, we're at a stage where polls can no longer provide the precision necessary to predict this race. It's just too close, and that's where we are. Now, it's always possible that voters break. There was one poll that came out yesterday, the Harvard Caps poll, that showed about, 15 to 18% of the electorate is still capable of moving from where they are now, whether that's going from undecided to one of the candidates or from one candidate to another. And this is something I've been saying for a while, that there's potentially loose votes out there if one candidate picked up most of them, they would win. So the bottom line is that, we just don't know. The polls can't tell us. There's a million, moving parts districts in every one of these states. And that's really about where it is now. I think a lot of people felt in the last couple of weeks, not this week, but the prior 2 weeks, that Trump was doing better relative to Harris. But I think this week, I think some of that may have been lost, not real numbers, but in terms of a feeling, the zeitgeist. And I think, you know, people are just, both sides, I think, are very worried, and for good reason.
Do you find that people are getting weary? I mean, I don't know about yes. you, but I November 5th can't come fast enough for me.
I think you're right. I think people are weary, even people who are strong supporters of both sides. And you've got a lot of voters, let's not forget, who don't like either candidate. I mean, they're going to pick one of the two, but they don't like them. So you've got a lot of weariness. People are tired of the campaign. They're tired of all of it, really. And I think as we get closer to the election, I have a column coming out in NOLA.com in the newspaper, probably either tomorrow or Monday, that talks about, you know, what happens after the election if it's close. You know, the court battles, the key moves that the, you know, Electoral College has to be made. To determine who wins the electoral vote, and you know, voters right now, only 36% of voters across the country feel like this election is on the level. They feel like it's not honest, and it's not open to all rightful voters. And you also have, when you look at those numbers, you find that only 25% of young voters, many of whom will be voting for the first time, think the election is honest and will be conducted in the right way. So you've got not only a wariness about the campaign, you have fears about the election not coming off well, and creating all kinds of bitter disputes and possibly even violent protests. You know, between 40% and 50% of the electorate, depending upon who would win, believe that there will be violent protests as a result of the election. So yes, I mean, there's a lot of reason to be wary, and I think tens of millions of Americans across the country share your feelings on that.
Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, in a lot of states on the eve of the election, we've got this contentiousness about the rules and what we're doing. You know, the DOJ stepping into Virginia because Virginia has identified non-citizens that are who are on the voters' rolls and they can't vote in the federal election. They typically wait till a period of time before the election to remove them. From the voter rolls, and the DOJ says you can't do that. And it's like the last three governors have done it. Going back to Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, when he was governor, he actually signed a bill to go into effect in Virginia. And so people are asking, well, why are you doing that? Why would we want voter rolls that have people that are not citizens that are not allowed to vote? Why would we want to keep them on the voter roll? You know, and it's just... these obvious questions that are out there, and you're like, sure. Why do we find ourselves in this position?
Well, in the case of Virginia, the reason why the court did what they did, and I'm not defending them because I don't know all the issues, but the stated reason why they did what they did was that there's a state law that prohibits taking voters off the polls this late in the game. So they are
eligible
effect,
voters. That's the problem.
Eligible voters.
And, so, these and, folks are not eligible.
And look, if Virginia is close, one of the grounds under the new, you know, Electoral Vote Count Act to not certify or not to count a state's vote is if ineligible voters are voting. So so if Virginia is close, rest assured, we'll go to court.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's amazing how, and let's just flip to issues right now. Do you see any movement where, we've had like these top five issues, the economy, immigration, abortion, crime, and forgot what the fifth one was. But are we seeing any shifting in the sands as to where people place the importance on issues?
There's always a little movement, but basically it's staying the same, that inflation and the economy remains the top issue nationwide and in most swing states. Now, that's among all voters. And then you've got immigration and the border is a big issue nationwide and in most of the swing states. You also have national security. One of the things that the Harvard CAPS poll found was that on specific national security issues, when you talk specifically about the Ukraine war, the war in Gaza with Israel and Hamas, and how Afghanistan was handled and how the U.S. is dealing with China, when you ask those specific things like that, Trump actually wins those issues by a fairly comfortable margin. So that's something also that is working in his favor. And of course, there's a lot of important news going on about that. So we don't know to what extent that can help him. The other thing, too, is I've done some recent research and found that nationally that crime, that you've got a high percentage of voters and Americans across the country who believe that crime is a very important issue. Now, we're not seeing a lot of national discussion about crime right now as a presidential issue. I suspect you're seeing more of it in the swing states. But that, too, is an important issue for a lot of voters. And so you add up those issues, and outside of abortion, which greatly favors the Democrats, these other issues favor Trump and the Republicans.
There's been a significant fallout, I guess, for lack of a better term, on the Bret Baier interview of the Vice President Kamala Harris. I thought the follow-up questions were appropriate. Typically, candidates, they hate follow-up questions because they tend to put you in a corner and make you answer the question that you didn't answer in the first place. your thoughts about that interview?
Well, first of all, on follow-up questions, I have been shocked in this campaign how the media has let the candidates, both candidates, get away with dodging questions and inadequate answers that didn't directly address the question. And Bret Baier was one of the few interviewers who didn't let that go. He went at the questions, and if the vice president didn't handle the question in a way that answered it, he came back at it. And I think that is appropriate. So I had no problem with what he did there. But in terms of the interview itself, I did not watch that whole interview. And I'm always reluctant to speak with too much surety about something like that when I haven't seen all of it. What I've seen, I thought the questions were appropriate. And based on what I've seen, it looked to me like she was not answering any of the major questions with a relevant answer. Now, look, Donald Trump does that, too. I have to keep pointing that out. But in the case of the vice president, it didn't look to me like she was answering many.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The questions.
Well, the reality is that, they want to embrace all of the positives, whatever they may be, from the Biden-Harris administration. But when there's negatives, it's like they want to create the separation by not talking about it at all.
As you well know, in a courtroom, questions are asked to collect the facts, to gather the facts, so that you can make a decision. And the American people need answers to questions to gather the facts so they can make a decision. And we've gotten to the point now where so many candidates are dodging every important question, not some of them, but every one of them, in a practice way that it's very hard to get the facts out about who stands for what to the American people.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, because like on the crime issue, most recently, the FBI revised their data, right, where they originally reported that violent crime in 2022 had fallen by 2.1%. They now just recently revised those numbers as they scrubbed the data, and, they didn't give it the same hoopla they did when they initially released it. Now we know that in 2022, violent crime increased by 4.5%, which is totally flipped the script on that issue. And it's going to be interesting to see, much like the jobs report where, 800,000 job reduction.
Right, was revised. Right.
Was revised, and now you have the same thing with the crime data. And I think this all goes to the folks' speculation about not only the election, but the data, the timing and the release of this, the revision. It was beneficial to one party over the other in the first place, and now the script is completely flipped. And I think that all of that is fueling the skepticism of the voter. And unfortunately, and I think you would agree, the worst possible outcome of all of this is that people just don't go vote.
Well, that's one bad outcome. Another bad outcome is that voters go vote and they cast an uninformed vote, where they're voting for things that may not necessarily relate to these candidates' ability to be a good president. But people are increasingly not believing government statistics on anything. And I've got some recent polling data that shows that. And the other thing is that you know, the high percentage of people who think that voter, you know, disinformation, deliberate falsehoods that are distributed on a mass basis in this presidential campaign are going to affect the outcome. And 68% of the electorate think that's the case. They think that wow. this election will be based on deliberate disinformation. And that's, you know, I mean, look, our democracy is in tatters. And all of this keeps making it worse and worse and worse. And both sides are doing it. They're doing it in different ways. The polls show, frankly, that most voters believe the Republicans are doing it more so than the Democrats. But they believe both parties are doing it. They believe the news media is doing it. They believe other political groups are doing it. And we're getting to a point now where, you know, at what point do voters just don't believe anything anybody yeah. produces?
And that is definitely not a good place to be.
Well, how do you have a democracy? You know, a democracy is based on an electorate that has some information. So anyway, I don't want to get into the depths of despair here, and it's very easy. you know, when talking about this election, to end
up—it's okay, Rod. It's a Friday. You can have a drink after this.
in a cul-de-sac. Oh, I'm having a drink every day now. But to get into the cul-de-sac of despair and where we just drive into it and can't get out of it. And I think people on both sides are doing that. And
absolutely,
and if this is a real close election and the final tally's in doubt, you know, we don't know how long this could go on.
It's going to be an interesting night for sure. Ron, as always, totally enjoyed the conversation. Have a great weekend, and I'm sure we'll be talking again before November 5th.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. We will be right back, folks, and we'll visit with Secretary Richard Nelson, the Secretary of the Louisiana Department of Revenue, talking about Governor Jeff Landry's tax reformation plan. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.